Alex Bauman, half of the Bagpipe Brothers in studio with me. And don't forget, the other half is his life, as he knows it, is over.
No more sleep forgiveness.
I mean, it's the greatest thing in the world, being a parent. It really is. But your sleep for these first 4 or 5 years are going to be deprived. Your eating, believe it or not, he's not going to believe this, but he's going to have to take a back seat to what the baby does and what the baby wants and what the baby can and cannot eat. It's not going to be get what you want when you want it anymore, buddy.
Don't tell him that.
And that workout that he goes and does every day, the workout's going to be changing diapers, buddy. All right. What are we doing in this third segment, Bob? You said it was something new.
Yeah. It's funny fake headlines or real headlines. You have to decide, is it a fake headline or a real headline that's been in the news?
I'm not going to be any good at this.
Trust me, you will.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yeah.
The first headline, Florida man arrested for teaching his dog to drive.
I'll pass on that one. No, serious. I think that's true.
It's true.
All right, I'm one for one. Keep up with how I do. How many are we doing?
Let's do
10?
10 today?
Yeah.
Let's do 10 today.
All right.
All right. Woman calls 911 because her sandwich didn't have enough mayonnaise.
That's false.
No, that's true. That happened.
What?
That happened.
Put more mayonnaise on the dadgum thing. Why are you calling 911? Now, wait a minute. Did she order it from somewhere?
Yes, and didn't have enough mayonnaise.
Okay, so you didn't tell me that.
I just read you what the headline said.
Okay. All right. I'm one for two. All right. I'm batting 500, which is more than the Braves.
Man tries to rob a bank with a cucumber painted black.
That is true.
That's true.
I think I read that somewhere. And you know what? He got his cucumber sliced up.
Goat breaks into a Georgia family's home and eats their mail.
That's false.
No, that's real. It's true.
Bauman, a goat? How can a goat break into somebody's home?
Well, if they have a glass door, just ram through the door.
Well, they'd hear that, though.
It's still a break-in.
Wow. Okay. You know what the moral in that story is?
What?
Don't leave your mail laying around.
All right, here we go. A town accidentally holds Christmas parade 2 weeks early due to calendar typo.
That's false.
That's false. Never happened.
All right. So I'm
If you mess that up, you have some serious issues at the town.
So I'm 3 for 5?
Yeah, you're 3 for 5.
I'm batting 600. All right. I bet by the time this thing's over with, I'll be like the Braves batting average.
Couple gets trapped in unlocked closet for 2 days.
Trapped in an unlocked closet for 2 days. I'm going to say this is true, but I really want to know who that couple is.
It's true. They got locked in an unlocked closet for 2 days.
How? Can they walk and chew bubble gum at the same time?
Probably not, the way this sounds.
Sorry, I'm 4 for 7.
Okay.
I'm hanging in there.
Man sues fast food chain after only receiving 7 chicken nuggets in an 8-piece meal.
That's true.
That's true. You've seen that headline, haven't you?
Well, no, but I will tell you, after seeing people...
Actually, no, it's not true. Sorry.
Whoa, no, you can't change it on me now.
It's fake.
Well, after seeing people sue somebody for spilling hot coffee on them, the coffee's hot. What do you expect? That's had to be true, Bauman.
I mean, not according to my sources.
Oh, my God. All right. I don't know who your sources are.
All right. A woman finds live frog in her salad at a restaurant.
That's true.
Yeah, it happened. I hate to be that woman finding a live frog in my salad.
Hey, there goes a bunch of warts in your throat.
Giddens would still eat it. He'd look at her and with live frog and say, "You don't eat that?"
Hey, he wouldn't check up for nothing. That frog would be gone, buddy. That frog would be ribbiting coming out the other end, Bauman.
All right. An Alabama squirrel becomes town's honorary mayor.
False.
False. But there was a cat that became an honorary mayor in Alaska.
That's Alaska. This is Alabama. We rednecks around here. We shoot squirrels. We don't oppose them as mayors.
All right. You got... I think
is that already 10?
One more.
Okay, and I've got how many right? Six?
You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five out of nine, yeah.
Wow, man, I got to get this sixth one. I need to be over 500.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Let me pick one here. Burger King offers perfume that smells like a Whopper.
That is true.
That is true. Burger King Japan actually sold Whopper perfume.
I have never seen that, but for some reason, I think that's true. And by the way, did you see where Chick-fil-A, true, is spending over $100 million that they're now going to be overseas? Can you imagine the line at a Chick-fil-A in China? Or what about in Bangladesh? I mean, really?
It'll be wrapped around the building 15 times.
I mean, they can't catch a chicken, so I mean, I figured they'd go to Chick-fil-A and get what they want, you know? Wow, man. So I'm 6 for 10.
6 for 10.
The first time Giddens comes back, I want him to do and see if he can do better than 6 for 10.
Probably not. He'll be sleep deprived when he comes back either way.
Well, he'll be hungry. Ask him everyone involving food. And you know what? That Whopper that smells like perfume, he would buy that perfume.
He would for Celia.
For him.
For him.
He wants to smell like a Whopper.